Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. One thing that I've learned over the years is that in ministry, there are many harvest field challenges. And never is our ministry challenges more poignant than in the midst of our busiest season of the whole year, our CEF Summer Ministry. Summer Ministry for Child Evangelism Fellowship is one of our major harvest field outreaches to children, reaching thousands of children in less than a three-month time span. Our summer ministry begins in early June and runs through the middle of August, almost like a 10-week summer ministry sprint from beginning to end, without hardly any breaks or little opportunities to even come up for air. The ministry challenges are great, but God's grace in the midst of the harvest is always greater. I can't begin to count to you how many times we have gone into the summer wondering where all the provisions and financial resources and all the things that were needed to come together to make it from the beginning all the way to the end. But in the end, God puts it all together because God all along had the plan. But it's so hard in the midst of the harvest because the summer ministry needs always seem to stack up like the leaning Eiffel Tower, beginning with the initial CEF two-week training school cost and the personal support that needs to be raised for each of our 80-some CEF summer missionaries serving either at Camp Good News or teaching five-day clubs all throughout the state. It's enough to make you stagger just under the weight. Then there is a cost of our five-day club transportation needs traveling to and from clubs all throughout Illinois, and also our five-day club summer ministry materials and supply needs, like tracts and gospel literature booklets, prizes for the children memorizing all their five-day club Bible memory verses, and the discipleship follow-up materials. And now we've added a new Truth Chasers Club, Mailbox Club discipleship ministry as well, and in providing for every child their very own Bible if they do not have one. That's a lot of materials to supply. And then on top of all this, there is a need in addition because we are blessed with a camp here in our state to raise funds for camp scholarships for children who otherwise would not be able to go and attend a week at summer camp at Camp Good News, including our Good News Club children and also Andrew Tree children who have a parent in prison. And we just praise the Lord for this opportunity that we have as well to minister children in this way. But all these harvest field challenges and harvest field machinery needed is not only a great challenge, but it's also a huge undertaking to oversee, to lead, guide, and coordinate with all these summer missionaries happening all at the same time, and also these additional summer missionary harvesters that is working in the harvest fields of Illinois to oversee. Many times, I know our staff and our CEF workers, it's like our knees begin to buckle and bend as we begin to wonder, do we have what it takes to do all this? Are we going to make it? But the truth is, it's not about us. It's all about God. No, we don't have what it takes to do it all. But the truth is that God does. God gives us over and again His grace in the harvest to undergird us, to strengthen us, to meet every one of these harvest field ministry challenges time and time again. In the midst of the harvest, we see God is present. He is right there with us, and we are never alone. But not only is God present there with us, He is more than able to provide for all of our needs in His way, in His time, exceedingly, abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think or even imagine. I love dwelling in the thought that God is my ever-present and able provider, but also that He is my protector and is the one who gives me His peace, His perfect peace, even in the midst of the swirling storms around me and the seemingly insurmountable ministry mountains. But over all these gracious harvest field blessings, I can ultimately trust in His loving, providential care for me and for the ministry, because after all, this is His harvest field and not ours. We are just His servants, His handmaidens, His entrusted stewards. God is in charge, and all we need do is to faithfully serve Him, trusting in His sovereign love and care and in His grace, because we can trust His grace in the harvest field. Several years ago, right before the start of another busy summer ministry harvest season, I was studying the book of Ruth in the Bible. I was especially drawn to chapter 2, where the story of Ruth begins to really unfold. Ruth, who was a Moabite, had married one of Naomi's sons, and she chose to leave her home in Moab after her husband had died, and she chose to go back with Naomi, her mother-in-law, to Naomi's own people in Israel, to the little town of Bethlehem. Naomi tried to shoo Ruth away, but Ruth, she refused to go. Ruth said to Naomi, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God." The testimony of Ruth's commitment to Naomi and to the Lord rippled throughout the Bethlehem community. But still, Ruth and Naomi, they faced many harvest field challenges. Naomi went back to her homeland, but they had nothing to eat in the breadbasket land of Bethlehem because they had no husbands now to provide for them. Naomi had lost her whole family in Moab, all but Ruth. Naomi, she was bitter, but Ruth, she trusted in her newfound Lord. Ruth then said to Naomi, "Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn, in whose sight I shall find grace." Ruth was willing to step out in faith and trust in the Lord that she would find grace in the harvest field for all of her needs. And do you know what? That is exactly what she found. Ruth found grace in the harvest field shown to her in five visible ways. First, Ruth found the presence of God through the presence of others, showing to her the grace of God. When Ruth stepped out into the harvest field, she soon realized that she was not alone, that God had already prepared people to surround her and to help her in the harvest field work. Just the other day, I was feeling really overwhelmed with all the sermon ministry preparations, and then I realized that all of my to-do lists that I was stacking up was stressing out the other people in my life and my staff. I spent some time with the Lord in prayer the next morning and began to cast all my cares upon Him. And do you know what happened? God had people call me, email me, and reach out to me by mid-morning, just a few hours later, just to let me know that they were praying for me and praying for our ministry this summer. My heart was so blessed because of the presence of God through the presence of others. I was not alone. I never was. God had already surrounded me with His people and was preparing the way through all the future summer ministry harvest field challenges. And this is exactly what Ruth found when she stepped out into her harvest field need. By faith, Ruth trusted in Lord's grace in the midst of many challenges, and she saw God's grace through the presence of God, through the presence of others, and God's provision for all of her needs. The Lord's provision came to Ruth and to Naomi in several ways, including bundles of grain that were gleaned and given to them for their daily needs, and a provision and a place to harvest in all season long. But God's provision ran so much deeper than that, because God knew both Naomi's and Ruth's deepest desires, needs, and longings. Many times in ministry, we think of provision as the big overwhelming need that all comes down to money. How God provides for His people and ministry and the overall ministry needs is truly amazing and humbling to me. But so many times we forget that God's provision is bigger than a bank account or a checkbook balance, but it's bigger in His provision and meeting all of our needs in all the ways that God only knows. We can trust the Lord's faithful provision to us as His children, and especially in ministry as we seek to serve Him, because God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. As said Hudson Taylor, "After all, this is His work, this is His ministry, this is His harvest field, not ours, and we are just to be faithful workers serving the Lord as His faithful stewards." One of the other ways that God shows us His grace in the midst of harvest field challenges is through God giving us His protection and His peace. Remember, Ruth was a Moabite, and not everyone rolled out their welcome mat to a stranger, a foreigner, in their land. Perhaps some of the other harvest field gleaners felt threatened by her, or maybe even jealous because of God's visible grace upon her daily field work. Whatever the situation, Ruth had a need for protection and peace in God's providential care. Boaz, who is Ruth's near kinsman and the owner of the harvest field, he took special notice of Ruth, and he charged his workers to not harm her in any way, and to watch out for her, and to even meet all of her needs, including when she was thirsty, to give her a drink of water or even extra food to eat. Ruth then, when she found out about this, she fell on her face before Boaz and bowed before him, and she said, "Why have I found grace in thy eyes that thou shouldst take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?" Boaz, who would be her soon-to-be husband after he and Ruth got through an unusual marriage proposal and a kinsman-redeemer covenant arrangement, he said to Ruth one of the most beautiful and moving words said to any person who is seeking to understand and comprehend God's great grace. Boaz said, "The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord, God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." Why does God shower down His grace upon us in our lives, especially in the midst of our life's difficulties and harvest field ministry challenges? It's not because we are anything great, but because we have come to Him to take refuge in Him, to trust in Him under the shadow of His loving care, to meet all of our needs. When we trust in the Lord, God showers down His grace upon us. And then when we look back, we see that it had nothing to do with us, but it was all because of God's grace operating in our lives all along by His providential love and care. I know in my own life and ministry, I need God's presence shown to me by the presence of others. I need God's provision for all of my needs, His protection and His peace. All these are just visible evidences of God's providential love and care for me and manifestations of God's grace in my life and also God's grace in the harvest field in the ministry in the face of many challenges. In the early years of my ministry as a CF State Director here in Illinois, there was a special Bible verse that I took to heart and made it my prayer and my anchor of trust in the Lord. It's found in Psalm 147, verse 14, and it says, "He maketh peace in thy borders and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat." God is the only one who can give us His peace and His protection over any ministry that Satan would love to devour and to divide. And only God can providentially provide for all of our needs through the showering of His presence, through the prayers, support, and involvement of many others. Just today, as I was getting ready to record this radio broadcast, I received an email from our prayer ministry chairman who was asking if we could come together as a state board and as a CEF staff team for a time of prayer at our state office the day before the start of our summer ministry training school. I replied back in my email, "That's perfect. There could be no better way to start up the summer ministry and to step out into the harvest field and find God's grace in the midst of the harvest to meet the many challenges than to begin by prayer." I love the book of Ruth because it ends with a high note of present and future praise, all surrounding a birth of a son born in Bethlehem. This son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who would be born in Bethlehem, was a descendant of King David, whose father was Jesse, whose father was Obed, who was a son of Boaz and Ruth, a Moabite woman who found and knew of God's great grace. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations. We appreciate so much your prayers and your support for this radio ministry and also for our overall CEF ministry in telling future generations the children so that they too, like Ruth, would come and put their trust, their hope in the Lord and know of God's great grace through His Son.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Every child in every neighborhood needs to hear of Jesus and the message of salvation, and Child Evangelism Fellowship has a summer outreach program just for you. 5-day clubs are held for 5 consecutive days for 90 minutes a day. It includes dynamic Bible lessons, creative learning activities, meaningful songs, and life-changing scripture memorization. If you have a burden to reach lost boys and girls in your neighborhood, call Child Evangelism Fellowship at 688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com.
Can children learn biblical truth in America's elementary schools?
We learn Bible stories and about Christians all over the world.
Right now, Child Evangelism Fellowship is taking Good News Clubs to our nation's elementary schools immediately after school.
It helped me, through things that I had never learned before.
Children learn the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's when I really start reading the Bible, and then I knew He was real and I wanted to obey His word.
Make this your ministry or even that of your church.
It's really fun.
CEF has the training, tools, and staff dedicated to helping you reach children for Christ.
I believe in God and I know that He's with me all the time.
Go to cefonline.com. That's cefonline.com.
To learn how you can be involved in an after-school Good News Club, call CEF of Illinois, 309-688-9699.